Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NBA playoffs in full swing. First round winding down for some teams. All the way wound down for at least one team that I can think of. Names are escaping me as far as teams other than the Celtics to move on to the second round. The Celtics sweeping the Pacers today. Milwaukee on the verge of getting things done. Same thing with the Rockets. Golden State got back on track. Joining me to talk about all of that right now, he can be found on SiriusXM's NBA channel. You can find him on NBA TV. You can find him on Twitter at HoopsCritic. Brian Geltzeiler joining me on the program. Geltz, really appreciate you making time. I want to start in the Eastern Conference. I know Milwaukee's the favorite in the Eastern Conference. How big a favorite are they in the Eastern Conference in your mind?
I don't think they're that big a favorite. And listen, they don't get me wrong. They had a wonderful regular season and were the best team in the NBA this season. The way the playoffs have played out with the Pistons, they played very well. But if we're being frank about it, the Pistons aren't much competition, and they kind of barely scraped their way into the playoffs, and they're their best player by a large margin, and Blake Griffin is compromised physically right now. So the challenges haven't been there for Milwaukee. And now listen, not that Toronto's got this enormous challenge with Orlando either, and they're about to go up 3-1 on them. You look, Philly is up 3-1 on Brooklyn, but it's been a lot more of a challenge. My point is that I just don't think that Milwaukee's an enormous favorite. Any of the four top teams in the Eastern Conference could win that conference, and I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't be. Toronto, again, looks excellent. Yes, Milwaukee's played great, but Boston just swept Indiana. Indiana, even without Oladipo, is one of the best defensive teams in the league, and Boston made mincemeat out of them, and all of a sudden, the same Gordon Hayward that was in Utah, he landed in Boston the last month, and that's a dangerous thing right now, and I actually think as good as Marcus Smart is, and for everything he brings, it's a blessing for them that he's hurt right now because it's forced Jaylen Brown to play more time with the starters. And that's just a lineup that Brad Stevens has been long overdue to unleash here and wasn't patient enough in the regular season. My point is that any of these teams right now, Philly, the way they've come together with this Nets series, with the Nets battling with them and all the physicality and the way they've lined up. So Milwaukee's not a huge favorite here, Shawnee. It's a wide-open conference.
It is kind of interesting, Geltz, you bring that up. I mean, when Milwaukee's done with Detroit, they're going to play the Celtics in the next round. And I think we all think that the Rockets and the Warriors are going to be done with their business in the first round here in fairly short order. Those are two pretty tough putts for one seeds to find in the conference semifinals.
Yeah, they're brutal, Shawnee. They're both brutal. You're absolutely correct in that. Listen, the Rockets and the Warriors are the two best teams in the Western Conference. The way this draw played out, and you may get a 6 or a 7 seed that has a chance to play in a for a conference final here. I mean, you may get, listen, I don't think San Antonio wins that series, but no one's broken serve yet in Portland OKC, and then they're about to tip here in game 4. And I really see no reason Oklahoma City can't hold serve and then grab one of them in Portland without Nurkic. I mean, Portland just is not overwhelming in any way defensively, and the longer that series goes on, the more they can be exploited. My point is that those sides of the draw have gotten very heavy due to Houston's rough start early in the season, and it burned them late in terms of the slim margin they ended up in the four seed, and Boston's just consistent underachievement over the course of the season. These are two teams that very well could meet the finals, and they're both four seeds, and they both have one seeds to get through in the second round, and what a rough break for both of those one seeds. Yes, for Golden State, no doubt, they knew they were going to have to go through Houston to get there anyway, but really for Milwaukee, who had this enormous, great season, and really what you run into here in the second round is absolutely brutal just because the Celtics are playing at such a high level right now.
Brian Geltzeiler, Hoops Critic, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Geltz, what does the Boogie Cousins injury mean to the Golden State Warriors?
It screws them up in a Houston series. It's the only spot it hurts them. Because, you know, listen, you saw what Bogut went in there and did today. And they don't really need a center to do more than facilitate. And quite frankly, Bogut is a much better fit in terms of what their needs are at that spot than DeMarcus Cousins. And playing added minutes really is going to be fine for them in the long run. The one thing that Cousins gave them in a Houston series was a way to totally neutralize Capella on the defensive end of the floor. So what you would essentially look to do with Cousins, and we saw that in the last meeting those two teams had, where Cousins went for 28-9-9, they threw DeMarcus Cousins down on the low block and poured the ball into him. And Clint Capella, who is a wonderful help defender and a very good rim protector, just against DeMarcus Cousins in the post, he can't really handle him at all. He's not strong enough, and he's just not that great a post defender. So that one element really could have been in terms of, because what Houston is going to slow Golden State down. They're not going to run out and play with pace. They'll still take all the threes that they like to take, but they're not going to play that fast. One of the things that Golden State could combat that with is, okay, you want to play slow with us? We're just going to pour it into the big guy and eat you alive. That no longer exists for them.
What's the free agency market going to be like for Cousins coming off a second major leg injury?
Yeah, it's going to be great, and it's not, and it's probably going to be pretty similar to what it was this season. The one advantage Cousins has, it's a better market. There's half the teams in the league going to have a max cap slot or more. And then the other thing for Cousins, and if he's smart and he looks out long term, if he even had to take a 1-year deal at a little bit of a heavier per annum number to come be a free agent again in 2020, keep in mind 2016 when all the garbage contracts were signed, you know, with that big cap spike, with all that new TV money that came in, all those contracts come off the books in 2020. So the league's going to be flush with money, and go look at the free agent class outside Anthony Davis, who probably isn't going to make it to that free agency. There's not really much there in the name of free agents. So if you're DeMarcus Cousins, that was one of Kristaps Porzingis's, it was one of his big leverage pulls on the Knicks, was that, heck, I'll sign the qualifying offer and go free in 2020. It just takes one to give me a max offer. And so that kind of stuff. So I think for Cousins, you'll see probably another 1-year deal. The thing that's interesting there is that he could be an add-on with a team like the Lakers. And if they're able to get a Jimmy Butler or something, all of a sudden you can Cousins in as an extra star in the Chief. And he would play more of a role in a spot like that. So that's where you find him. But I will tell you this about DeMarcus Cousins. Wherever he lands, even if it's not for the most money, it's going to be in a competitive situation. I do not think he's going to want to go. And even just to take a little bit more money to be in a weaker spot, I think once you get a taste of winning in the way he did in Golden State, it's not something I think he's going to want to be without.
It's the first time since he was at Kentucky that he felt that, right?
Correct. I mean, think about what he went through in Sacramento all those years. And I said what he went through kind of in air quotes, Shawnee, because he put people through a lot there as well. And then in New Orleans, it started out great. It all looked wonderful. And they were playing great when he got hurt, but he was grinding and winding people down, man. They were, when it came time for him to go, the fact that they had an excuse to not make any kind of meaningful financial offer to him was something they jumped all over. Because he wears on people now. He hasn't really had enough time to wear on them in Golden State. It's a different kind of culture. But I think for him, he looks at the fact that he wore on people as a product of losing. And so from his standpoint, he's going to want to go somewhere because he's just going to be happier and easier for people to deal with and be more welcome in a program. And he's aware of that at this stage of his career if he goes to a winning situation.
I'm Brian Geltzeiler, joining me on CBS Sports Radio, talking some NBA. Geltz, how important do you think it is for the league given that there's no LeBron James in this postseason, how important do you think it is that in that Rockets-Golden State series, I'm not saying that how important is it that the Rockets win, but how important is it, do you think, in terms of the intrigue of the postseason, that the Rockets at least do what they did last year, take Golden State to seven games, make Golden State seem fallible in this postseason, given that there's no LeBron and that there's probably, for the average fan, maybe a little less intrigue in this postseason?
You know, it's interesting. Ratings are down significantly in the first round without LeBron James. And you knew, I mean, but down like, you know, 20%, like a big number. And listen, you knew ratings would be down. I don't think you thought they'd be down to this extent. And that's with the Warriors involved. And granted, it's against a team like the Clippers, which is a starless team. And, you know, what we love in the NBA and has always been marketed are stars versus stars. So, you know, as you get here with James Harden, who's one of the biggest stars the league has to offer outside of Golden State, that's a great series. And I do think that the league would like to see that, but I do think there's a lot of people in the league's business office that are biting their knuckle here today, kind of one being bummed out that they're not getting the Warriors and the Rockets in a conference final later on. I think that was what really they wanted to get that series go later, because, again, I think that's going to be the most competitive series. There's no doubt that they need it. But here's the thing. The Rockets, who are not as good defensively as they were last year, still probably are good enough defensively to give this Warrior team, which is not as together as they once were. I mean, could you ever imagine, and with all due respect to the Clippers, who grind and do a great job, but with all those rookies and young players that are meaningful guys in their rotation, could you imagine this team of this dynasty type of team of all-stars, even let this team get a game from them and let two games be competitive? I mean, the Warriors are not what they once were, so they're ripe to be picked off. Yes, the Rockets are one of the teams that can, but I do think for the league right now, the Warriors in the NBA Finals versus one of these East teams and have one of these East teams beat them in a seven-game series or a six-game series in a long series would be an ideal scenario. I don't think the league wants the Warriors going anywhere yet with the fact that LeBron's not here and ratings are down.
Yeah, that's a good point. Brian Geltzeiler, at Hoops Critic on Twitter. You can listen to him on SiriusXM NBA, where I got to do a little. I always love doing the home and home with you, Geltz. I had fun doing the show with you and Rick Mahorn.
Hey, dude, it really is. Yeah, it was a good time with us this morning. And Mahorn loves you, dude. The 203 represent. Nothing makes him happier.
It's my Hartford homeboy right there, Rick Mahorn. Absolutely. Was he McFilthy or McNasty? I can't remember. Him and Jeff Ruland, right?
It was him and Jeff Ruland, and I believe he was McNasty and Ruland was McFilthy.
Yeah.
I got to ask him that question. I mean, you know what? I'm going to text him when we hang up and ask him that question.
Okay, share He's the funny, answer with man. Me, please.
Yeah, he sent some GIFs during the course of a show. And when we're talking about stuff, and just some of them are not for mixed company, if you know what I mean. There's very few people that are as fun as my Sunday partner, Rick Mahorn, that I'll tell you.
And there you go. So I say all that to say, listen to Brian Geltzeiler and Rick Mahorn on SiriusXM NBA. Geltz, really appreciate you making time, and we will do it again soon. Thank you very much.
Shoney, I look forward to it, pal. Thanks again for this morning, and we will talk this week, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.